On today's Restomp podcast, we're going to preview Derby number 58. Massive game between West Coast and Fremantle. The Eagles coming off winning form for the first time in the last, decade. Up against Fremantle coming off two devastating losses. Geez, it'll be a tight game, you'd imagine, looking at that on the surface. We might have to scratch the surface and dig a little deeper. We'll do that with our good friend the Chief right after we start wearing purple with Goggle Bordello.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time, so yeah.
Welcome to the Restomp Podcast. My name is Brett. Jojo McDonald, joined by a man who'd be looking forward to one of those old school, tight, tough, rugged derbies that we're used to. Greg, the Chief, Dwyer, this is your favourite week of the year.
The what?
It's your favourite week of the year, isn't it? The Derby week?
I'm trying too hard. It's not working anymore. It's just not working, Jojo.
What? Even after West Coast come off a thumping victory over, three-time premiership team Richmond.
Yep.
Off against Fremantle down on their knees after returning from Adelaide with two consecutive losses, putting the season in jeopardy.
Mm.
A lot to play for in this derby on Saturday night.
There is. Do you know, I was buzzing about it, Jared. I was up and about. We're coming off two soul-destroying losses. You know, we're hungry for points. Darcy's back. The Eagles are in a false sense of security. And they're not going to know what hits them on Saturday. So I was all excited. I'm up, the hype. Then I watched the 19-minute long monotone press conference today with JL and Adam Simpson. Actually, I watched 8 minutes of it. I fell asleep. But for God's sake, JoJo, give me some Chris Connolly pizzazz. Give me some Clive Waterhouse, blood's going to be spilled. Give us something.
Well, that's their job, isn't it, to be fair? Well, isn't it?
It is their job, and they gave us nothing. Nothing.
They didn't even bring Gaff back in for you. You'd be watching.
Couldn't
from
even
the
do that. Even tried that. Couldn't even do that.
You probably almost have more interest in the Peel game than you will at the Derby, won't you?
Pretty much, because it's not. This is just going to be a walk in the park.
It was funny after the Eagles win, little journalistic quips like game on and, it's going to make next week interesting. Didn't you say you looked up the odds on Sportsbet as soon as they were released and we were $1.13?
$1.13. But those little quips and whatever work because we've drifted to $1.14.
Wow.
So the money's come for West Coast in a monstrous way.
Do you reckon that's an indirect reaction to Matt Taberner having to be managed through this week's game?
Are you saying he's worth an extra 0.1 of a cent?
Yeah, I would have thought in the other direction the way he's been playing, but yeah, God knows. Maybe they're just searching for reasons for you.
What they're saying is, hang on, they could kick an extra couple of goals, are you? Yeah. Is that what they're saying? Jeez.
I was disappointed in us for seeing Matt Taberner outmanaged.
For saying managed?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty ordinary, isn't it?
Well, you're in the team or you're not. And if you're not in the team, whether he's got a tweak in his back or whatever it is, he wasn't playing. He's dropped.
But don't you know how it works in this new world, JoJo? Nobody loses. Nobody gets disappointment, He's managed. So you can't hurt people's feelings today, JoJo. God's sake. You said about Andy Gaff. His contract comes to an end in 2024. This could be we might have one last chance if he gets up for that game in whenever the second derby is. Do you know what I'm thinking we need to do though?
Offer him a contract in 25. We need someone else on that other wing, don't we?
We do. And we can smash him. No, you know what we need to do? We might have to subcontract the hit out. So get Zach Butters to do it. He could do it and then play next week.
So. Either that or send him to training with Nick Dacos. Do you see, oh. That's the only time he's laid a tackle. He retired his teammate. What's he doing?
Was it Nathan Murphy, was it?
Yeah.
Far out. Imagine that's the end of your career. Teammate tackled me, gave me a concussion at training. Can't play anymore.
The changes for West Coast, Dom Sheed comes back in. They had the grand final hero, the guy that broke Collingwood hearts with that goal on the boundary line a few years ago. Out goes Luke Edwards injured. So, I don't know. Is there much gained or lost there? I don't know, even know anymore. For us, in comes Sean Darcy and your man, Sammy Sturt, the man we thought the opportunities would be few and far between from him. Coming off a monster game at Peel last week, gets the opportunity in the seniors. Out goes Sam Switkowski, your man, injured. He's got concussion, fought through it last week. So well done to Sammy Switkowski. And Matty Tabernero, as we said, managed. Tell you what, though, just quickly, while we're talking about the outs, I wouldn't mind seeing Ethan Hughes get a bit of management this week. He's looking very, very tired. Very tired.
Looking for a management position there somewhere?
I think so. Don't drop him. Manage him. Can we manage him?
Manage him, yeah. Yeah, we can't hurt people's feelings, brother. Who are you bringing in for him, though? That's the problem.
Oh, anyone at this point. I don't know. Who you got?
Oh,
Hugh Davies.
Hugh Davies, can you remember? We could have done it this week.
Well, you could play anyone, can't you, really? Yeah. I don't know. Sorry, Ethan, I don't mean that. But
that's rough, JoJo.
But he's been bog ordinary the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, his clangers are standing out, aren't they? They're really hurting. Sturdy back, JoJo. I did hear, this is legit, in the press conference today before I fell asleep, JL did say he was playing with great intensity at Peel.
That's what you're looking for, isn't it?
It's all he needs to do.
It's all we've ever asked.
Yeah. No one's asked any more of Sturt than that. Play with intensity, you're in the team. So.
All jokes aside, I actually don't mind the selection of Sam Sturt this week. If he can get up and going and contributing in a way that really benefits the forward line, and that includes that defensive pressure.
Yep.
On the other side of the ball, he gives us a type and size of player that we desperately need.
He does.
So if we get him up and going, and this is the week that does it, and then he gets an extended run, I don't think that hurts absolutely anyone down at Freo.
No, I agree. I totally agree. Because other than, Paddy Vice, I don't know how he's travelling. Who else is there to take that spot?
We've got limited options in terms of that guy that's like a medium type.
Yep.
You know, not a small, not a tall, create a matchup issue. And when he's been going, and I don't think his record in recent times is altogether that bad in terms of actually goal kicking. I think he's kicked 15-10, something like that.
Yeah.
And you think about what we're actually deficient at, and we spoke a lot about this in the last couple of years of just playing someone who's got a nose for goal and can kick a goal. Yep. And he's someone who can.
Yep. Unlike Caleb Tarong. But yeah, you're right.
That miss in the last quarter, I'm not sure if you've watched it again or how many times you saw it.
Yeah.
I know it was on his left, I think, but man, it would have been a good one to kick, wouldn't it?
He doesn't kick him. You told me it's an anomaly. And it's
an
not.
Anomaly. It is.
So, okay, so 19 goals, 33 for his career. what do you got, JoJo? What do you got?
I think the 33 are outliers.
Outliers. All of them. Jeez. Hey, what about talking to people back in? Jackass is back, JoJo. Jackass reunited.
Do you know what's surprising me? I saw one media outlet report that JL was going to try some different things to make sure that the Darcy-Jackson combination works. It's like, why do people still ask these questions and make him give these stupid answers?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do anything make sure this works, because it worked. What's wrong with the way it works? It works perfectly.
When has it not worked? What, the first two games that Jackson was in last year?
I think initially there was so much focus on it that if Jackson wasn't best on ground and Darcy wasn't far behind him, it was an abject failure, the whole recruitment of Jackson and having Darcy in the team at the same time. For it to be a success, they don't need to be in the boat. Both need to be in the coaches' votes. You need to win. The forward line needs to function and the midfield needs to function. They don't need to be the superstar of both those lines. We do have other players.
Yep. Exactly right. As far as, you're right, as far as the media concerned, they both got to share the All-Australian jacket, put one arm in each for that to work, for them to work. It's ridiculous.
And I don't think that's beyond the realms of possibility at some point either.
No, it's not. Absolutely isn't.
I'm very excited to have Das back in the team. I think, obviously, to have him back in the team because he's one of our better players for sure.
Yep.
But
yep.
Also then to release Jackson. And given what he's done in the ruck and around the ball so far this season,
yep.
To see him play with some freedom and some license in the forward line and then up around the footy when he's not the primary ruckman.
Yep.
I think we're going to see a really good performance on the weekend.
Do you know what is going to be interesting? To see if we still have that centre dominance, the centre clearance dominance.
Oh, with rocking against Bailey Williams?
No, not just that, but with as Jackson the fourth midfielder.
Oh, right. Yeah,
you know? Be interesting to see if how we go there. I mean, if we need it, he'll get switched in there. But it'd just be something to watch.
I think it's also I know, and I hate it when people say this, and I hate myself saying it even right now. But I think with Jackson coming in, it means maybe a little bit less reliant on Fife to be in there as much as well. Like Fife's going to go have to spend some time forward, and we're going to have to make it work.
Yeah,
I think.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good point. So you're saying they'll bring Jackson in a bit.
You know, well, if Jackson's up in there, maybe throw Fife forward. Fife should work as a forward. And I know we've given it a little bit of a shot. You know, he did the full-time thing to start out last year and, you know, you wouldn't give it the tick that it worked. But you also wouldn't give it the tick with...
That it failed.
You know, yeah, that it failed. Did we fully prove the subject? Did we try it with rigor? I think there's definitely a role for him forward, surely. And just pinch hitting. And we're talking about getting goals out of the midfielders.
Yes.
I mean, he's our guy, I think, at the moment. Because you look across the board, you just spoke about Sarong and his difficulty converting.
Yep.
Brayshaw's a little bit better, but you can't see him resting up forward. Youngie can kick a goal, I would imagine, but it's going to have to be on a handball receive on the run.
Yep.
Fifey is the one midfielder that he could send forward Bontempelli style like he did tonight.
Yeah.
Just find a little gap, a little hole. But then for Fife, it's just about converting, isn't it? And having the confidence to kick through the footy and actually put the six points on the board.
Yeah. No, that's it. And probably, you're right, with Das back in, it's going to give us that opportunity to do that. And the pinch hitting is the key, isn't it? He can't go up there and spend three quarters of footy in the forward line.
Yeah, no, I don't mean that. I just mean like 3-4 minutes here, 5 minutes there, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
No, it'll work. It'll work. I reckon it'll work if we do that. And so, in a sense, the Jackson and Darcy thing is going to have benefits in other areas exactly like that, that you can do something or try something that you couldn't when both of them weren't playing together. So, there's a flow-on effect, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Are you disappointed that the West Coast haven't brought Harvey Johnston into the full starting 23? Big raps on the kid.
Oh,
it is him,
Harley,
isn't it?
Harley Reid Mark II or something, isn't he?
Well, I think he's a cross between... I think I saw your favourite West Australian journalist. And I only read the headlines with him because that's all
Mitchell
you really
Woodduck.
Need to, yes, that's yes. the one. I think was he a cross between Tom Lynch and Jeremy Cameron?
He's what?
Isn't that what it said? I sent it to you. Isn't that what it said?
I didn't read it. I just saw the kid's name.
Oh, right. I think he's just a hybrid player, a cross between something like a Tom Lynch and a Jeremy Cameron. So, a fair comparison to make on a kid that...
Is he just setting him up so he can tear him down?
I don't think they tear down the West Coasters.
No, they don't, do they? They do not.
So
Jeremy he might be... The greatest player that's ever pulled on some boots, Jojo, on that.
We'd have to be close, wouldn't you? I mean, you think about the contested marking of Tom Lynch, the athleticism, and then Jeremy Cameron will almost be the. Well, he is the number one forward going round at the moment. So,
Jeremy Cameron's probably the best player in the game right now.
He'd be close, wouldn't he?
Yeah. What he can do. So, wow, geez, they got one there.
They don't want definitely got
God,
one.
God, if we thought the hype on Harley Reid was high, wait till this filters through. Do you know, just on that, do you know Mitchell Woodduck is the lead vote giver in the what is it called? The Ben Allen Harley Reid medal?
What, you reckon there's a fair chance that HR9 is going to poll some votes on Saturday night?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, but he is. He's the chair of the vote committee or whatever you call it. Yeah. Can you believe that?
So we look at West Coast. I mean, you can only beat the side that's in front of you, and they did they did last week against Richmond. Yep. Their midfield did perform pretty well, even though they were playing against a team of maybe, let's say, non-AFL caliber midfielders at this point for the most part. Elliot Yeo got back to his very best. Harley Reid had his best game. Tim Kelly was decent. So that midfield trio of Yeo, Reid, and Kelly, does it hold any fears for you coming up against our much vaunted midfield of Fife, Brayshaw, Sarong, Jackson, Young?
No. I'll be honest, it does.
They were decent. They won some clean clearance and got out the front.
Yeah.
They led directly to scores. I mean, they got some pace. Reid showed his pace and his ability to get away from the pack. Kelly did a little bit of the same.
Yeah. If our bus doesn't crash on the way to the ground, then we've got no fears.
Yeah.
Come on, Jodo. You're trying to make a case for them.
I'm just asking. I mean,
No. $1.13 for a reason. We're $1.14. They haven't been anywhere near that dominant against other sides. That was, and we want to talk about outliers. That was that was one last week, you know.
Alex Pearce, you'd imagine he'll get the... Huh? No Hopper.
Toronto, no. Prescott.
I know. There was plenty of guys that weren't there.
Yeah.
Alex Pearce will have to back up after playing against Charlie Dixon, up against the giant killer from the West. He's been doing it for, a decade plus. Big Jack Darling. How much sleep do you think Alex Pearce will be losing this week, knowing that he's got number 27 to line up against on Saturday evening?
Yeah, he'd be... well, he kicked the goal last week, didn't he? took a mark too. Took a mark, kicked the goal. So, pretty sure he slept pretty well. Alex Pearce, probably like the night before training. It's probably how well he slept. Yeah, what's happened to that guy, JJ? Like, we've always made fun of him. But, I mean, he's kicked nearly 500 goals or over whatever he's kicked. Like, he's just fallen off a cliff.
Well, he's getting older, and he's not playing in a good team, and it's hard to kick goals as a forward when you're not playing in a good team.
It is, but, I mean, he's huge. He can jump. I know he had protection, you know, pretty much, his whole career so far. But, yeah, you'd expect he'd go a bit better than he is. So.
But is he a lead guy as well? You know, I never really saw him as your number one man, and you think for most of his career, probably all of his career, he's had JK there being the number one man.
That's what I mean. He's had protection from him. So you're probably right. And maybe
That's not a knock on someone. I mean, there's plenty of guys around there, really good footy players, that aren't the number one banana.
Yeah, for sure. So maybe the number one position isn't his go. He can't handle it. I'm not sure. But, I think Alex Pearce would be resting pretty easy.
Waterman, I think, kicked six from what I remember of the game last week. You'd think Ryan would take care of him. And then Jack Williams is the third tall. And, you know, Draper comes into this game now with a really good matchup to go and play against Jack Williams. Very much in his age demographic, size and strength would be similar, you'd think. So good for him that he's going to get a favourable matchup. We're not going to talk about how he's going to be potentially undersized this week.
No,
so it'd be good to see him. Hopefully he can get some confidence out of it and start using the footy a little bit. I mean, you can see the way he picks up, the way he moves, his composure and his spatial awareness around him. He's got good awareness of where his defenders are and where the other team is. So it'd be good to see him get on the ball a little bit this week, I hope.
Tell you what, every time you watch him, it's like he studied Michael Johnson, sorry. It's like he's studying. You know, his evasive skills, his quick step back and around. He just looks like Michael Johnson every time you see him with the ball. So... And the thing with it is, Joe, these games that he's not really ready for, but he's putting away and doing a competent job, these are going to benefit him so greatly. You know, it's going to fast-track his development. And he's going to be one that you know you can call on before he's 100% ready. if something goes awry. So it's great. It's huge that he's getting this, you know, and I guess it's also good and it helps to be amongst our back six because they do support each other and work incredibly well together. So you know you're always going to get that support. But, yeah, it's just – I was really happy. It's just going to fast-track him.
You'd think Tom Barras would probably go to Amos. That would be the better matchup. He usually plays on the deeper forward. McGovern, does he go to Tracy or does he go to Jackson? It feels like Tracy, and it feels like Tracy has to go to him almost and drag him out.
Yeah.
And then it would seem as though they're going to have to either make a move they don't want to and put one of those two key defenders on Jackson when he kind of gets loose because they don't have anyone else.
No, they don't, do they?
So there's one of those three guys on Saturday is going to have a mismatch. You guarantee it.
Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, you know, we don't want to fall into that trap of bombing it in long and putting it on Jackson's head because Jeremy McGovern's a genius at...
Oh, no, I'm not saying that, but we want to fall into the trap of getting Barras and getting McGovern out of the way.
Out of the way, yes.
And then whoever's got the third tall, whoever's defending the third tall, you want to isolate that guy. And then Sturt as well. I mean, but we've got an opportunity, I think, to really capitalise on that matchup.
We have, haven't we? Who goes with Sturdy?
Well, who have they got? Witherden sometimes plays a little bit tall. They've been using Brady Hoff as well as a tall defender. It's a good opportunity for him when you look at that, isn't it?
I mean, I was going to say, there's not going to be too many excuses for Sturdy this week.
I think the one thing that you would say, though, in a game where there's going to be a lower intensity than the two we've just come off, I think sometimes there's a tendency, especially as a forward, to not possibly work as hard and not do the right things.
Yeah.
The one thing I think is in our favour, the fact that we'd had a heartbreaking loss last week and then the umpires ripped us off us the week before, is that these guys should have a hunger to come out and really, really do put their mark on the game and put it away. It's not a very Dockery thing to do, but you would think if we're ever going to do it, this is going to be the week. But the forwards need to get on their bike. This is the week to practice and make sure that they're ready to go for the weekend after. I think we've got do we have the Bulldogs the weekend after possibly?
Yeah, I think we do, yeah.
So, I mean, we've really got to get some chemistry in that forward line. So opening it up, plenty of movement, but it is kind of hard to see in a game that could possibly be a blowout.
You're absolutely right, though. If ever we are going to absolutely bring it from the first second, the forwards, I mean, this is the way they have to be. I mean, there's two ways you can look at it. They could be flat. They could be, you know, after the Adelaide trip. But then, as you said, they could be dog hungry, and you just hope that that's what they are. Because if they do that, this should be a thumping.
I will say we are missing a bit of zip up forward. You know, we don't have Freddie, we don't have Switter. We do have Tommy Emmett, and we've got Mickey Walters from the normal mosquito fleet. But then, I mean, then you're still relying on like a Jagger O'Meara. And then, I don't know, if an Erasmus plays or whoever, Semi Sturt's got some pace, I suppose. But it's not a normal setup for us.
You'd sort of back Sonny to come back into form here. He usually goes running derbies.
Yeah. You know, he's had, let's be honest, like apart from that game 3 weeks ago where he almost tore it apart, he's had two pretty ordinary games to follow it up.
Oh, the two games in Adelaide were horrendous. They were shockers for him. But he always bounces back. Always, you know. So, yeah, it's Erasmus Jojo, is he the sub? Or is he not?
I hope not. And this is not a knock on Matty Johnson and not wanting to see him, but I'd hope at this point that it'd be... Actually, I'll change that. I hope it's Ethan Hughes and then they play Matty Johnson off halfback, but I think that's unlikely. I think it's most likely going to be Johnson or Erasmus. I hope it's going to be Johnson because I'd love to see Erasmus get a good three-quarter run in.
Yeah, gotcha. Actually, just on what we're talking about, we got a message from, I sent it to you. Did you get it? I forgot the guy's name. I do apologise. And it was about Matty Johnson going to halfback. Is it a possibility?
Yeah, I think it, or anything's a possibility. I mean, it's pretty unlike JL to, you know, he's generally got a box where he puts players, and
yep.
Matt Johnson seems to be in the midfield wing box. I don't know. To me, he very rarely shifts them out of that. And to be fair, it's going to be tough on Johnson as well. I mean, if he's trained up as an inside mid and then to pinch hit on the wing, and he's probably played more time on the wing this year than anywhere, and then now you're going to throw him to halfback as well.
To learn another position and...
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a bit unfair, I'm not against it personally.
I'm just trying to put my feet in the shoes of those that make the decisions at Frio, and it doesn't seem like something that we'd ordinarily do.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's a bit unfair on him if we did that. Because for that very reason, that he's struggled on the wing. He's a standalone inside mid, really. And I know you've got to go where you've got to go to get some form or hold your spot or do whatever, but then send him back and get him to gel with the other guys and learn that craft after he hasn't handled the wing, I don't know. I think it's a bit unfair.
If you have to pick a sub out of Johnson or Erasmus...
Yeah, I'm probably with you. I think, and if you want to talk selection integrity, as they like to talk down there, I think probably Johnson takes a seat on the bench with a sub vest and give Erasmus the game and say go to work, you know.
And then I think you'd hope you're in some kind of shape at, you know, halfway through the third quarter where you could look at a Fife or one of these older guys where they come off, and then you can still give the guy wearing the sub vest a decent run at it at any point anyway. So
that's right. Yep.
And get some minutes in an area of the ground where you'd actually value it.
Yeah. It's sort of got to use this to develop players if we can get ourselves into a position where we can't get run down. So...
I've been choosing a player that I'm not going to lose any sleep over on the night before the game.
Oh, yeah?
I think this week I'm going to choose Noah Long. He's a small forward. Noah Long. He got a few plaudits towards the end of last year. He's a feisty little guy, like wasn't taken with a high pick. They reckon they've found one. I don't know if they've found one or not, but... he's my guy that I'm not losing sleep over. To be fair, you could not lose sleep over a lot of people. I was hoping Harvey Johnston was going to be in the team because he was going to be my man not to lose sleep over.
Oh, you're going to lose no sleep over him.
No.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Okay. No sleep over. Hang on, I'm just writing this down.
I also like choosing a player that could get, like, kind of bob up and kick a cheeky two or three goals in a... Yeah. Because you got to have a little bit of risk going against you, don't you?
Petrelli.
Huh? Petrocelli.
Yeah, Petrocelli. Is that your guy?
Well, I don't know. I don't...
Who's the guy that's going to bob up then?
Oh, I don't think so. He's rubbish, isn't he?
Yeah, but you've got to pick someone.
I feel like Long's got more Cottrell in him than Petrocelli. Maybe not.
So if you're not losing any sleep over yet, he's going to bob up and kick a couple.
What? Well, I want to leave the door open where it could happen, where, you know, there's still an opportunity for some egg on the face. You got to be fair about it. You can't just choose someone that's absolutely not going to do it.
50 cents each way or what? Jeez, that's good. That's very good. Is that your new segment?
That's my segment, yeah.
That's your segment every week now. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking forward to seeing JJ.
What?
The third best winger in the league. Our man Bailey Banfield, the third best winger in the league, according to Champion Data.
What's he spent about 13 minutes on the wing so far this year?
If that. And get this. Guess who they got number one?
Who?
Massimo D'Ambrosio. He's number one.
Where is he? He's not even at Essendon anymore, is he? Where's he? Hawthorn.
He's at Hawthorn on the wing. Jeez. He just gets a ton of it. That's all. But they've got Errol Goulden at number two.
Yeah, you'd take D'Ambrosio over Goulden any day.
Yeah, every day of the week, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I think so.
Do we have to bring it up again? Sam Sulkowski, elite by the same mob?
Yeah.
Come on, man. What are they doing down there?
They're just working with numbers. They're doing this statistical thing. You always are using numbers. They're using numbers. Who knows? They might be right. Maybe Banfield is the third best winger. Maybe D'Ambrosio is better than Gordon.
There's a discretionary area when it comes to numbers.
Yeah. Numbers are everyone's, good. Everyone's allowed an opinion. You're allowed an opinion. Champion Data's allowed an opinion.
They shouldn't be allowed an opinion after that rubbish. Errol Goulden's second behind Ambrosio. Where's Ed Langdon? Ed Langdon, he's still going better than Ambrosio, isn't he? Who else is on the wings?
To be honest, I didn't even realize. I haven't watched Hawthorn because who could be bothered watching Hawthorn? I didn't even realize he gets a ton of it.
Yeah, 22, 24. Anyway. Yeah, I'm looking forward. Third best wing in the league. But he's actually been good Bailey Man for this year. He had two stinking moments last week, but he's been pretty good this year, to be honest.
I had the game on replay in the office. It was today. And that one that went out in the full, how he didn't like just let's drop the ball and run and let Sonny take it, I don't know. Yeah. What made him think it was a good idea he was going to take it?
I think the sub vest does that to you.
I've got to take every opportunity.
Every single thing. Like when you've worn it for like a whole season, every time you get the ball, you have to do something that says, that makes Champion Data say you're the third best winger in the league to hold your spot. Otherwise, you think, I'm going back to the sub vest. I think that does. So, and he did. He kicked that goal against the Crows that cracked the game open for us.
That's true.
You know, so he probably had that in mind, but know your limitations, Bailey. You know, team first. But he has been good, Jojo.
He has. I'll tell you who hasn't been good. This is your Meters Gained, the Mikasa Property Boutique Meters Gained competition. Saw you put up the post earlier today, had zero replies after about an hour and a half. Has it got any better or have I missed something? I don't think this thing's dying a very quick death, isn't it?
No, absolutely not. This is you, just rush in. People have gone, oh yeah, competition's on again. Now I'm going to go away and do some study. Look at all that. We're in a bit of strife, Jojo. We're in a bit of strife.
Yeah. The writing's been on the wall since the first week of the competition. It was poorly conceived to begin with, and it doesn't seem as though there's been any changes implemented to make it any more well thought out in the pursuant weeks.
A lot of resharing and reposting going on.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. By us. By me. Still 2 days. 2 days till it's get involved. Like, what are you putting the prize out this week?
What do you mean? I put up $50 every week. I told you I'd double it last week.
Yeah, right. So what are we doing this week? Are we doubling it? Tripling it? What are we doing?
Why would we possibly be tripling it?
I don't know. I need something. Just go. So we're doubling it. So what do we got to get to double it?
Well, if you get a entry, I'll double it. If you get one entry, I'll double it. How's that?
Is that right? It's already doubled. We've got one on Facebook. That person's going to love it. It's not going to be any entries. He's going to win. So you better pick the right player, otherwise it jackpots. Do you know what? I've got to say.
This is sounding like a raffle I won at Perth Glory when I worked there once.
Really?
Yeah.
You won a raffle and you worked there.
Yeah.
That's very Perth Glory-ish.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Tony, what's his name? Tony Sage-ish?
He didn't own it back then, I don't think. I think it might have been Nick Tana.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it better.
It does.
Do you know what I've got to say, though? There's some people that have put in entries.
Yep.
Sometimes you've got to explain things word by word, Jojo. If you don't fill the entry out with adhering to every condition in the post, you need to put the winning team. You need to put the winning margin. Jeez. If you don't put that,
for something that's meant to be fun, you're really like sapping all the fun out of it with your rules.
No, I absolutely am not. I just don't want 80 people are on the same winner, and I've got to then decide where it goes. I don't want that. So I need margins and teams just to separate in case there's a.
What player was the winner last week? What player was the winner last week?
Jordan Clark wasn't. No. It was Jordan Clark, wasn't it?
Okay.
Was it? No. Hayden Young last week.
So are you going to offer any advice to anyone? If you're looking at this and you're looking at this game, who are you thinking maybe is a point of difference? Someone who hasn't won it yet?
Someone who hasn't won it yet. Luke Ryan hasn't won it yet.
Yeah.
It's not really.
What about Jeremy Sharp? They don't really, without Andrew Gaff in the team, they don't really have any natural wingers. You think Jeremy Sharp, you know, out in the open, rebounding the footy, he could do a bit of damage on the weekend, couldn't he?
Well, you know what I did this week to, you know what we've done to in the hope to get more entries?
You've innovated by the sound of it.
I've innovated. I forgot to mention this. We've opened it up to West Coast Eagles players as well.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah, and so we've invited West Coast Eagles supporters to join the competition if they want. And that's just being out of the spirit, you know, the good-natured spirit of the occasion. I mean, they've got to win something on the day, Jojo, you know.
It feels like a ruse.
That's true. It's on the post.
It is.
Yeah, so there's all the West Coast players too. So, you know, it's opened it right up now. It's made it very interesting. Oh, my God. Do you reckon Mikasa Property Boutique are going to be on board next year?
Next year?
Yeah.
I was thinking more like next week.
They're going to cut the contract, you reckon?
Well, I think it's there's a high chance of it. Have you received any feedback at all from the powers that be at Mikasa?
Yes, we have.
We have?
Yeah. I'll just leave it at that.
You're so proud of yourself getting this sponsor. It's going to be out the door before the season's even halfway through.
No, they love it, Jojo. They love it because it's just getting involved. It's growing. This is going to come off. You watch.
Yeah.
You know, so many times you've been dismissive of players, of teams, and you've had to, you know, eat your words.
So many times. Yeah. Hmm? Yeah, so many times. Like tonight, I've rubbished the Saints and the Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs won, so I have to eat my words on the Bulldogs.
Yes. Neither of them were any good, but because someone won, you had to eat your words.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Jojo, just going back to the game for a moment. The West Coast Eagles are averaging 3 more inside 50s than us. Can you believe that? You know, we're 17th in the league for inside 50s. We're only going at 47 per game, one more than North.
It's what you do with them, though, isn't it?
It is what you do with them, but you can't. We've got to boost that. Scoring shots, Jada. We're fourth in the league for fewer scoring shots against us. We let in just 18 scoring shots a game. West Coast are in 17th with 26 per game. It's all out. This game's over. If our defensive unit ever fails, on those numbers though, like against better opposition, if it ever has an off day, we're clay pigeons. We are there for the picking. It just can't. Our defensive unit can never fail while we're only putting up those numbers up forward. Just can't, do they?
Yeah.
Not this week to worry about. Probably didn't need to bring it up, but in future weeks, we've got to... We've got to increase those numbers. And it might be how you said. It might be how you said sending Fife up forward to pinch hit for a while. You know, Sammy Sturt gets an opportunity. Might be. This could be the week we do it. So
The more I think about it, the more I don't think it's a personnel issue with us as much as anything. It's a mentality.
Like, yep.
JL was the one that said it in his own words at halftime that we were just stagnant out forward. That's the way it looks when you go to the ground each week. That's the way it looks on TV when you watch each week. These guys just need to get on their bike and move and create some space for one another. You know, even when you watch it on TV, and pick on Tabs here, but you know, you're always seeing Tabs and Amos in the same shot or Tracy and Tabs in the same shot. I don't want to see two key forwards in the same shot on TV on the next away game with them both pointing to a space. Like, someone run out of the space and create some space for the other guy to work in. Like,
yeah, that's right.
We just need movement. We need movement and activity.
Do you know the irony of that is that you remember last week when Bailey Banfield was running down the wing and went to go into the forward line and got caught and got swung? There was absolutely not one person in our forward line. So they all ran to space up near the wing when the ball was forward of them.
Well, they're all defending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when they do run to space...
Well, they're not running to space then. They're running to defend a team.
We had the ball. We had the ball.
Yeah, no, but what? And then it's a sprint back.
Yeah, they ran too far up. I mean, there was no one. No one stayed put down that end.
Yeah.
So it's function, isn't it? It has to function better.
Well, hopefully we get a chance to kick a score this week. Because, what, that would almost be the first time this year, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we will. We'll kick a score this week. Oh, no, we've kicked 100 points this year already, I think.
Yeah, it's true, actually.
Yeah, early on. I'm that confident. I mean, I know it sounds ridiculous. We're $1.14 and you're that confident. But I'm confident this is going to be a ripping hard. I think we'll put them to the sword. I really do. I just think they're going to come out really, really hungry. They're going to be dirty on the last fortnight. And this team gives you, this Fremantle team gives you the sense that they would be dirty about the last 2 weeks.
Teams
gone by, for our teams in the past, you're probably a little bit, are we going to go into our shell or we're going to be flat, whatever. I get the impression that we're going to be filthy. And
well, I reckon guys like Sarong, Jordan Clark, Tracy, like these kind of guys seem like the ones in the change rooms before the game that would be reminding everyone, what's just happened the last couple of weeks and what we need to go do today. I don't think that it comes naturally to a lot of the guys, but I think you can identify a few that would be pretty fired up and wanting to make a statement.
I reckon you're right. I reckon those guys have been there doing the Sam Collins, punching the brick pylons. They're doing that.
All right, geez. You got anything else?
Yes.
I got to start doing the form for Ascot.
Oh, really? What have we got running?
Shaka Zulu on race one on Saturday at the Cockaday, going for lunch with the Badger and his beautiful wife.
Really? The Badger's going too?
Yep.
Wow. The over the feet issues? Over the horseshoe issues?
I hope so. We're stepping up to 1,600, so hopefully there's no feet issues.
Gee, you wouldn't want to.
No.
So what are we doing, Jared? Are we getting on?
No, we'll leave that to Jared Noski to get on. We'll just watch it.
Very good. Very good. What was I going? Where was I going? Chris Scott, he's absolutely bang on. You have to use the good character reference policy now, Jojo, when you go to the tribunal. You absolutely have to. Why would you not? After the bizarre Charlie Cameron situation. Fair call.
People kind of picked apart Charlie Cameron after this, but I don't think that's fair. I think if you go to the tribunal, you use whatever you've got to
get yourself
off. But then, on on different television shows, they'll go back and review his different, saying that he's not had a problem at the tribunal. I think he was fined 5 times or 6 times.
Yep.
And some of the incidents are well beyond what you would consider a fine. But, I mean, like, good for him. He used a defense that no one really has utilized to this point, and he got himself off.
And no one, I don't think anyone's having a crack at Charlie yet, are they?
Well, I don't know. Indirectly, they are.
Yeah. But that's the tribunal for taking that info on board.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, then isn't the bigger issue then just the AFL having a bunch of ridiculous rules that they just make on the fly? Like,
exactly.
They're the bigger problem.
But now there's a precedent. So, how can they not, the next person that goes up, they have to
take it. No, they don't. The difficult thing about the AFL tribunal and precedents is they don't give a crap about precedent. We've seen that enough time with our players. How many times has Fife been suspended on those when they want to make an example of a new rule? Do they set a precedent with him and then never adhere to it with anyone else?
Never again. Yeah, that's true.
So I think if you're expecting consistency and fairness out of the AFL in any of their departments, whether it be the tribunal, player trading and drafting, academies or NGAs, it's not going to happen. We shouldn't expect it.
No, that's right.
It's like trying to expect to have a rational conversation with an irrational person. You've got unrealistic expectations.
Expectations, yes. That's exactly right. No, you're right. But we've got to throw it up there every time now. Just bombard them with it. So, anyway. Jeremy Finlayson, JoJo, the human statement. He's got to make statements on his statements on his statements. You know what? None of the players, right, that get done for I guess, potentially hurting someone's feelings, actually feel the remorse, because there's no remorse to feel. So, you know,
it's
so
pretty, pretty obvious he didn't feel any remorse.
No,
given the,
but no one
do
does.
Do you reckon he forgot he was on a podcast and he thought he was just talking on a couch into a microphone that wasn't going to be really recording or listened to by anyone?
That can happen because I do that a lot. I did that a lot on this podcast.
It but it was kind of dumb when you just got off a, or got a reduced amount of a sentence.
Yeah.
They reckon he would have got 6 if he didn't show remorse.
That's right.
And he got a 50% of his sentence excused for showing remorse, and then he proceeded to show no remorse following getting back at that.
Do you know what?
It's a very footballer thing to do.
It is. But you know what? There is no remorse, because 99% of people are adults. They understand throwaway lines. They don't get offended by meaningless, mean words. But we all bow down to this idiocy, Jojo. And then, you know, we've got to go through the robotic process. I understand the hurt, what my words mean. I apologise. I let myself down, my family down.
He's had to say that twice.
He has. But, like, no, you didn't. Your family and your club, 99% of the world's population don't give a rat's clacker about what you said. Right? Just once. I'd love a player to come out, front the media and say, nah, not apologising for ridiculing anyone because I'm an adult. You know, they're just words and you all need to grow up. Stop being so easily offended. Now go your hardest, write your stories and express your fake outrage. I'd love someone to do that.
And I'll see you in round 11.
Yeah. Do it. Just do it. Copy a whack. You know?
Yeah.
Someone's got to take a stand.
You're going to cover his match payments?
They're on contracts. They still get paid. Don't worry about that. Just do it. Just someone. I know the world's gone past me. I know it's gone way past me now. But just do it. Someone come out and say, go to hell. I said it. It's words. Nick off. Don't say that. Just do that. I'd love to see that.
Great.
And I think that's where Jeremy was going. And then he backed out.
Before we go, people often come to you so that they know when the game's on each week.
Oh, no. No, I know when it is. Saturday night.
Do you know bounce down time?
It'd be in between 5 and 6 o'clock, I would think.
That's a good guess. Good guess.
Yeah.
So Saturday night, sometime between 5 and 6, yes. West Coast will be playing Fremantle.
Yeah.
We hope for a win. Hey, is it?
When is it?
6:10. So at least no one's going to miss it. They'll just be 10 minutes early. If they get there at the latter end of your suggestion, they'll only be waiting 10 minutes for a bounce.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, it's becoming a good. This is becoming a better segment. People should try and guess. This should be the new Mikasa competition. They should try and guess. It'd be closest to the pin on.
It's Mikasa, Jojo. That's the feedback we got.
Yeah,
it's Mikasa. The feedback I got was, you tell Jojo it's Mikasa, it's not Mikasa.
Okay. Mikasa. Well, I just went to Italy. I feel like I know how to speak the language. But it should be a closest to pin on what time you think the game's on each week. And the only rule is there's no correct answers. You can't say the right time because it's definitely not going to be that. That's the only time you can't say.
So there's no prize. Oh, someone's got to be closest to it.
You got to be closest to your guess. Yeah. I think that would be a good competition. Anyway, mate, that's enough. Rabbiting it on for too long. We got the Derby 6:10 Saturday night. Hopefully we have a resounding win. Seasons gets back on track. We'll play a real opponent in round 7. We'll talk about the victory on Monday. Until then, are you still down with the restump?
You bet your knackers I am. Because like many a wind turbine, we'll bring the Eagles back down to earth with a thud.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So yeah. Since you